Hello once again. Welcome to Black Quartet and Film. A look back at the history of Black Quartet singers that appear in motion pictures from 1927 to 1991. I am your host, Phil Beauchamp. This is show number 18, part 3, and the final part of the history of the Delta Winter Boys film appearance. We're going to be looking at today at the telescriptions. In case you don't know what telescription is, it's actually soundies for television. There were two companies in the early 1950s that produced these telescriptions for television. One company was called Snyder's, in which the Delta Winter Boys all made their film with them. And the other ones were Studio Films. The total amount of telescriptions that the Delta Winter Boys made was 7 telescriptions. So on this program, you're going to be hearing from all 7 telescriptions. They were all made in 1 year, 1951. We're going to, let me just mention who the personnel was at this time. There were Carl Jones, first tenor and lead. He was originally with the Four Dreamers. Travis Crawford, second tenor. Clifford Holland is baritone. He was also with the Four Dreamers, and he, in the late 40s, he replaced Kelsey Farr as baritone. And the great bass singing of Lee Gaines, or Awful Lee Gaines, as his full name is. We're going to be playing 6 in a row of the 7 telescriptions right now. First song we're going to be hearing is I Lied. Then, way after that, my favorite of all of the telescriptions, a song called Never Underestimate the Power of a Woman. And all you guys out there listening to the program, you better listen to what they are saying. The way after that comes Fan Tan Fanny. Gypsy in My Soul comes after that. Take the A-Train, another version of their hit. And Undecided. So from 1951, here are the Delta Winter Boys with I Lie.
But now I'm the one who cries. I lied because I loved you, and I lost you because I jealous, but now I'm the one who cried. I lied
because I loved only you, and I lost you because I lied.
Now I could lay
lay me down and cry. I told that lie, but you know why.
Baby,
come a little closer. We've got a message for you and only you, so you'd better pay attention because it might save an awful lot of mess and a whole lot of grief in the long run. It's all about the women. You better get wise and realize when she sighs and cries and drops those eyes, brother, it's you who buys.
No lies.
Thanks, fellas. Oh, and we'd like to say to the ladies, just sit back and keep quiet for a few minutes, please.
Never underestimate the power of a woman. A woman is nobody's fool. She says a give and take's the only way to live, but she's the only one who takes, you give. Never waste your time in wondering how she knows the answers she never was taught in a school.
Now she will boast that you're the kingpin with a capital K. You do exactly what you want.
How?
Her way.
So never underestimate the power of a woman. A woman is nobody's fool.
Never underestimate the power of a woman.
Why?
Because a woman is as wise as an owl.
Why?
Oh, yes. Her salesmanship is strong as Gibraltar's rock.
Strong?
For her, a man will gladly go.
Where?
In heart. Don't you think that she's a clinging little violet? No matter how much she may cling.
Ain't fool me.
Now, she will promise you that she will be at your beck and call.
She had better.
Once she gets that wedding ring.
What happens?
That's all.
So never underestimate the power of a woman. A woman is nobody's fool.
You're so right, Lee. And men, remember one important thing. A woman is an awful crafty creature.
Tricky.
Oh, real tricky. She'll whisper sweet nothings that'll turn your head. And just when you think you're gonna live,
what happened?
Man, you're dead. Now don't try to outsmart her, men, because she will beat you by fair means or foul. Now Samson thought he had Delilah in his grip, but as soon as that man's back was turned, clip, clip.
So never underestimate the power of a woman. A woman is nobody's fool. Never underestimate the power of a woman. A woman is born to command.
Now you can tell her no new bracelets, dear. Things are kind of tight. She'll change your mind with two words.
What are they?
Good night.
Never be deceived because she looks so weak and helpless. She's got your whole future all planned.
Now she'll make out a budget all nice, trim, and neat. But the only way to make it work is don't eat.
So before it's too late, you better get this straight. A woman is nobody's fool.
But then she lost her heart as the deal went down. The cards were really falling fast.
Man, it was
woman.
Well, he told her that he loved her, then finally told him of her past.
Man, was woman.
Yes, bad, 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 he played the game and played it tight.
Bad, bad, was woman.
Yes, bad, 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 he played it cool and played it tight.
Bad, was woman.
She was a gambling woman, gambled morning, noon, and night.
Bad, bad, bad,
never a sadder tale was ever told on land or sea.
Oh, oh, Fanny.
No, never a sadder tale was ever told on land or sea.
Oh, oh, Fanny.
When Fanny told her lover there'll be no more cards for me.
Oh, oh, Fanny.
Well, Fanny, Fanny,
Fanny,
Fanny.
Ball. You board that a train, having you
jazz beat goes in on a stroll. Pops, they're really in there.
Ba-da-loo-da-da-da-da-da-day. That's the riff that the band's all play. It's groovy, the help gets saved.
Then you know that you're in Harlem.
You got to get off that A train.
And you will have a ball. Yeah, if you're looking for rhythm, you'll find it on Sugar Hill.
Now that you know just how to get up there, dig up a dime and you got your fare. If you want to go to Happy Harlem, take the A train that goes uptown and ride, ride, ride. Wait until you get on Sugar Hill. You'll jump for joy till you get your fill. Have you got your money in your hand? Then hurry, don't you miss that train. Oh, man.
Yes, you
must take the A train.
Make it on time.
Go to Sugar Hill, way up in Harlem.
Harlem.
Better hurry.
Hurry.
Get up on the train.
Look at what you done, what you done. Got me on the run, on the run. What you gonna do?
Then you don't. Then you say you will, and then you won't. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? Now you wanna play, and then it's no. When you say you'll stay, that's when you go. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do?
I've been sitting on a fence, and it doesn't make sense, 'cause you keep me in suspense, and you know it. You promise to return. When you don't, I really burn. I guess I'll never learn, and I show it.
If you got a heart, and if you kind, don't keep us apart, make up your mind. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do, 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 do?
Well, first say you do, and then you don't. Then you say you will, and then you won't. You undecided, so what are you gonna do?
Make up your mind, why must you be?
Now you wanna play, and then it's no. When you say you stay, that's how you go. You undecided, so what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
I've been sitting on the fence, and it don't make sense, 'cause you keep me in suspense, and you know it.
Tell him.
When you promise to return, you don't, I really burn. I guess I never learned, and I show it. Now if you got a heart, be kind, don't keep us apart. Make up your mind, you undecided, so what are you gonna do?
Undecided, 1951, as with all these Snyder's telescripts and all from 51 here. And before that was Take the A Train, which was also used in the film Rock and Roll Review, and I'll be talking more about that. Gypsy in My Soul, Van Tan Fanning. Never underestimate the power of a woman. Those are really are words of wisdom from the guys. And I Lie. I'm going to have one more of that Snyder television, and this originally come from the film Rhythm and Blues Review for 1955. That's produced by Studio Films. As mentioned, Studio Films was one of two companies that was making telescripts in the early 50s. In 1952, Snyder went out of business and they made over 700 telescripts. And when they went out of business, they sold their stock to Studio Films. And Studio Film incorporated some of these Snyder telescripts into their films, such as Rhythm and Blues Review, Basin Street Review, Rock and Roll Review, as well as they are at the Showtime at the Apollo TV series. So what now you're going to be hearing the third version of Dry Bones, which they did for Snyder in 1951, and using the film Rhythm and Blues Review in 1955. So here is Dry Bones.
I might as well get out of this mood though right now and sort of get into what they call a jumping mood. You know what I mean by jumping mood? Well, that's sort of a slang for getting with it and let's boot it. And I got four boys here who can really boot it for you. Are you ready for them? So let's boot it up. The Delta Rhythm Boys.
Dry Bones, originally from a Snyder telescription from 1951 and incorporated in the film Rhythm and Blues Review in 1955. A year later, after this film, the Delta Winter Boys did this number on television on Toast of the Town with Ed Sullivan. And it's quite something to see if you ever seen it. The piano player on this on these things that you can hear is Rene DeKnight, but he's not singing in any of the telescriptions. But the next two numbers I'll be playing the next two films, he is appearing in it. In the 1960s, there was a thing known as scopotones, and scopotones were basically soundies, but mostly for the European market. And though they were the visual jukebox was throughout Europe, there was some here in the United States. About 500 of them was 500 of these jukeboxes was here in the States. The only thing difference between the scopotones and the telescriptions and the soundies were the fact that they were all made in living color. So I'm going to be hearing from the two numbers. Now, I consider the best film work is the House I Live In number. The next number I'm going to be playing, I would have to put it from the film work on the bottom of the barrel. I'm not crazy about this. You're going to hear them do their version of the Fleetwood song, Come Softly to Me. I don't consider it their best. Well, you know, I don't consider it their best. Right after that, going to be hearing from them from a scopotone. The song is called So High and So High, So Low. And this is much better. So from the 1960s, featuring the quartet is the Renee DeKnight. Carl Jones have left the group in 1960. Renee DeKnight stepped in there. And so from 1960, we're going to start with the Delta Rhythm Boys doing Come Softly to Me.
So low, you can't get under it. You must come in at the door.
Oh, well,
so hot you can't get over it, so wide you can't get around it, so low you can't get under it, you must come in at the door.
Well, I heard a lot of drumming up in the sky. It must have been an angel passing by. And I heard a mighty grumbling under the ground. It must have been the devil turning around. Call this soup.
So high, you can't get over it. So wide, you can't get around it. So low, you can't get under it. You must come in at the door.
Who will it?
So high, you can't get over it. So wide, you can't get around it. So low, you can't get under it. You must come in at the door.
I'm gonna tell you something you ought to know. You better get ready before you go. A happy little thing that money can't buy, but it just well has the form of die. Now you stay ready when it's time to go. No need to hangin' around the door. You better get right and start to stand. Cause if you ain't ready, you can't get in. It's so high, so wide, so low.
Can't get under it, but come in at the door.
It's so high. Must come in, you must come in, must come in at the door.
So high, so wide, so low, and come softly to me. Scorpitone's films from the 1960s. There you have it. The Adult and the Boys film appearance. The Adult and the Boys continue on performing with various members up to the 1980s. One was unfortunately was shot to death. In the 80s, one of the members dies, and at the eulogy, while giving a eulogy, another one of the members of the Adult and the Boys had a heart attack right at the funeral home. And so that was something that was very sad. All the original members are gone now. But the music live on in the recordings as well as their films. They were the most professional, the most classiest quartet ever to be around. So I hope you enjoyed this program. On our next program, we're going to continue on with some more soundies from the 40s, including those by the Deep River Boys. So be around for that. So I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.